بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا بأس بالغلا لمن اتقى الله عز وجل أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Listen, dear brothers, the month of Rajab has begun already, and among the sacred months is the month of Rajab. And Nabi Ali salatu salam made dua for barakah, for blessings in the month of Rajab. And we should also now and then make this dua also. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nabi Ali salatu salam, they knew, they understood, they had ma'rifat of Allah, where the enjoyment Allah Ta'ala has kept. The enjoyment Allah Ta'ala has kept. Which avenues, which places, at which times, like we find in the week, Allah Ta'ala has kept special moments on the day of Jumu'ah between the khutbah, when the khatib will sit down, and before he stands up for the second khutbah, then du'as are accepted. In the Hanafi mazhab, we make du'a without moving the tongue. We make du'a in the heart. Even in the khutbah, when the imam will recite in Allah wa malaikatahu, then they also, for the Hanafis, we do not recite Durood Sharif verbally, in the heart we recite Durood Sharif. But these are times to make du'as. The day of Jumu'ah before Salatul Maghrib, du'as are accepted, these are sa'at, these are moments which Allah Ta'ala has given us to make du'a. But these du'as are accepted by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Between the adhan and iqama, these are special moments where du'as are accepted for us to take full advantage of those times. An example is given that the king has an open time and he makes an announcement in the kingdom. At a certain time, the royal treasury will be open. Whoever will come can take as he wishes to. And we have one person that comes lazily. Just before closing time, he just reaches there. 1 minute left and he says, I want to enter. It's closing time already. You had the entire day to come. You did not come. And now you want to come. And now really he wants to push his way through. Then the owner of the store, the manager, gets more upset. That you had all this time you were sitting on the car on your cell phone. 1 minute left and now you want to barge in. So you had the time. So Allah has given in the week these times to take from Allah. Between adhan and iqamah, adhan is given, iqamah is 15 minutes later, 10 minutes later, du'as are accepted. And who doesn't have a need from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? To make du'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran warns those that don't make du'a. By not making du'a, they stand tantamount to takabbur and pride that, Ya Allah, I don't need you. I will sort out my own problems. By making dua shows humility. And 5 times a day a person, whether raises his hands, whether within his heart, now he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these are times in the week, in the day Allah has given. Then we have certain times in the month Allah Ta'ala has given. Different months will come and duas are accepted. The rewards of amal are multiplied. Who is not looking for a quick profit? We want to know what's the percentage, 9%, 10%, 12%, whether it's a pyramid scheme, whether it's real investment, by Allah there's no loss. Tijaratan lan tabur. Allah says, such a tijarat and such a deal with me, you'll never suffer a loss. When you will ask, where will you get a creator, sustainer, a nourisher, like Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when you ask of Allah, just to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulama give the example, I need 100,000 rand, I go to a friend and I ask him, will you borrow me 100,000 rand? If only we have a friend like that. And he says, I'm so happy, ecstatic that you came to me to ask for 100,000 rand, because you asked me, I'll give you 200,000. Allah says, I am that friend. When you will ask me, I will reward you for asking me. And I will give you also what you want. I will reward you for asking me. Because you ask me, I will reward you for this. Now what you want also I will give you. Whether cash, whether credit, whether later, whether in akhirat, Allah will store it for you. And Allah knows what is best for me. But these are seasons for us to make dua to Allah. And who doesn't have a need? And the greatest need of any insan is hidayat. Ya Allah, guide me till my last breath. Guide me till my last breath. Shouldn't be in December or January or holiday, Ya Allah. I leave your divine hand and you leave me free. And in that condition, Ya Allah, Malakul Maut catches up with me. Ya Allah, give me hidayah till my last breath. Guide me every step of my life, every breath of my life to your divine pleasure. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ The greatest thing in a person's life is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To please Allah, for Allah to become pleased with me. And for me to be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ Sahaba radiallahu anhum were given the certificate that Allah was happy and pleased with them and they were happy with Allah. Jalla Jalalu. Allah being happy, we can understand that you have iman, you've done some good a'mal with sincerity, humility. Allah is happy with you. But Allah says, they were also happy with me. Subhanallah. What does it mean? Whatever condition Allah put Sahaba Ikram in, they had no objection whatsoever. No objection. Today we see the environment around us, the amount of objection. Now in the silly December season, why aren't we going for holiday? And if we go also, we didn't get the room that we wanted. Why can't we do this? Why can't we eat this? Objection upon objection, even in all the ni'mas and bounties of Allah, and then to sadness and depression. Traveling also, with all the allowances and everything else, then to insan is not happy. Where Sahaba radiallahu anhum, stark difference. Whatever condition Allah put them with, they were absolutely happy with Allah. Ya Allah, we have no objection. This is iman. And these seasons right now, one is December and is a Rajab. A mu'min's heart goes to a Rajab, not to December. Not to the Christmas and the New Year's. Our celebration is coming up soon, the month of Ramadan. Shahru Ramadan. Allah highlights in Quran Sharif. Shahru Ramadan. The month of Ramadan. Allah starts the ayat like this. Open your ears and listen. Something great is soon to happen. And who is saying this? The creator of the universe is saying this. Not some holiday agent or booking agent. You're going to have fun right now. We're going to book you the penthouse. I mean, you're going to have this pass and that. Allah says the month of Ramadan is coming. Shahru Ramadan. What is in the month of Ramadan? Alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. Celebrate the Qur'an Sharif in the month of Ramadan. Something should be celebrated. But may Allah's Qur'an was revealed in the month of Ramadan. This is something to be celebrated. Like how we have a wedding coming 2 months time. Preparation starts already. We don't start one day before. Tomorrow is a nikah. Let's start doing shopping today. It's done months in advance. Preparation is done for it. Invitations are sent out. The hall is hired. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his dua says, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Allah give us the barakat in our health. Allah keep us well, mentally, physically, emotionally. In Rajab and Sha'ban, وَبَلِّغْنَا Ramadan. Allah make us reach the month of Ramadan. What is in Ramadan? يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ جَاعَكُمْ مُعِزَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا Allah says, فَلْيَفْرَحُوا Rejoice, enjoy, celebrate. بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ The fadl of Allah, the grace of Allah, the rahmat of Allah. What is the rahmat and grace of Allah? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُّبِينٌ The Qur'an Sharif. Something to be celebrated. And when the celebration is on, we don't want it to end. For us to understand the month of Ramadan, what time Tarawih will end. But the walima mustn't end now. Family are here right now. What did you carry on? Let the whole week carry on also. Sometimes celebration starts 1 week before. For us, 2 months before, Rajab and Sha'ban. The greatest thing is a pleasure of Allah. If my Allah is happy with me, Allah will make me happy. Now with Rajab has begun already, and now the few days left before the end of the so-called English calendar, where the hearts are going, the youth are going, holiday makers, vacation, families, friends, multicultural environment country we are living in. The inclinations are there, influence is there. It's all on the cell phones. Everyone is calling. Come here, eat here, visit here, do this, do that. Just forget you're a Muslim for now. Just enjoy your life. Doesn't Allah know that we want to enjoy? Doesn't Allah know that insan wants to enjoy his life? Did Allah Ta'ala make deen so brittle and so dry and so difficult? No enjoyment. Read namaz whole day, Quran whole day, tahajjud whole day, keep roza. No. Deen is enjoyable. It's palatable. Because we haven't learned our deen, therefore we feel it difficult. We haven't tasted the sweetness. In the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam just gave a glimpse. That person who will leave out looking at haram, mimma khafati, due to the fear of Allah. Allah said, don't look. Whether it's some haram website or some ghair mahram women, or the women to look at men. Now with the holiday season, families get together, intermingling, sitting together, going out together. As of now, there's no Allah for us in our life. At this moment, we are free. And the greatest disease of the time, azadi maghribiyat, freedom. We want freedom. We want freedom. We don't want sharia and deen. And unfortunately, we have to mention these things. When the young boy goes for proposal also, the mother will like the girl, but she will ask the future in-laws, is she strict on parada? We don't want a very strict girl. We eat together. We don't want deen in our home. We want moderate deen. There's no moderate deen. Is deen or no deen? Is deen or no deen? Sharia or no sharia? And in sharia, there's enjoyment also. Not that I'm sitting with my sister-in-law and enjoying her company, she's enjoying my jokes, my wife don't laugh at my jokes. So we have to sit together to enjoy ourselves. Breaking the command of the one that is feeding me, eating his nourishment and his food, and breaking his command. My father won't tolerate this. I won't tolerate it. Doesn't Allah know I want to enjoy my life? Right now I'm on holiday, what do I do? Children say we are bored. Parents say we have to go somewhere. Everyone is traveling out. Why are we sitting at home? And even we are going out also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, وَنَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّن ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَىٰ. That person who does a good deed, whether male or female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and they believe in the promises of Allah. By me doing good, Allah will be good to me. By me pleasing Allah, Allah will make me happy. The creator of happiness is Allah. The creator of happiness is Allah. Happiness has to do with the heart. Allah says, do good a'mal. Believe in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. In this word, there's emphasis upon emphasis. Most definitely, without a shadow of doubt, will give you a life of enjoyment. You will enjoy with absolute contentment of a heart. I don't have to do that to be happy. Who says there's enjoyment in sin? This is taqaza, demand of the nafs and shaitan. Nafs will say, shaitan will say, the inner evil self will say, you have to have fun, you have to enjoy yourself. You have to go out, you have to intermingle. We have to sit at the coffee shop without any parada and for all, do as you want to. This is the taqaza, demand of nafs and shaitan, not the demand of Allah. And what nafs and shaitan will say, you'll enjoy yourself. What a time you will have. That free from everything, no restrictions whatsoever. So nafs and shaitan is making one i'lan, one announcement. And Allah is saying, وَمَنْ أَعْرَدَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. If you turn away from my remembrance and my obedience, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, I will give you a tight life, straightened life. You have a choice right now. It might seem enjoyment because your nafs and shaitan will tell you this. But from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's side, Allah says you're going to turn away in that so-called five-star accommodation or that new outlet that you want to go to. There also I will give you such a punishment that you won't enjoy it also. We paid so much the food wasn't palatable. It was cold. Father lost his mind. Is this the food to prepare? We paid so much for it. Couldn't get parking also. To wait outside in the queue. Punishment upon punishment, but I'm ready to pay for it. And at home I'm free. No waiting in the queue. No waiting 10, 15, 20 minutes. The food is ready. The roti is hot. The food is served. Like a king I'm sitting. Allah says, I'll punish you. You won't understand. You're getting punished also. You're paying the price. You have to wait outside. And you get a table. The food is not according to your standard. Aircon is not working. Everything is like... You say, what a terrible night we had. And you paid for it also. And you even paid for it. Whereas deen is cost effective. Allah says, in your little home, in your simple food, I will give you the enjoyment. That person who leaves out looking at haram or the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, I will change it, that bitterness he feels in the heart of not going out. On New Year's night, going to haram places, evil environments. Our ulama say, after midnight, there are certain creations of Allah that come out only after midnight. They're not visible to humans. Evil creations that walk the earth, and those that are out at that time, they adopt and they get the qualities of those evil creations, they also become like animals. And you see it. By that time a believer is in bed, getting ready for Fajr namaz and tahajjud. But because he's out at that time, you'll find the behavior changes also. So the time to be out. Now the plans for New Year, to go out to celebrate. No celebration for us in the month of Rajab already. We celebrate Quran Sharif. Now is the time to begin my Quran tilawat. Allah has made the tongues lighter already in the month of Rajab. Start your Quran Sharif. Start reading one page, two pages, but the time Ramadan comes and see the enjoyment. Now I'm enjoying my Quran Sharif tilawat. How will I spend my Ramadan? My entire year will come out the same. The nafs and shaitan is calling you on enjoyment, come our way. And Allah is saying, who does good amal, has iman, Allah says, I will give him enjoyment. I am the creator of enjoyment and happiness. Not the avenues of dunya. Stay within your home and Allah says, I will give you enjoyment. Like the hadith sharif, that person who leaves out looking at haram, Allah says, I will change this into sweetness of iman. Which a person will taste halawati imani. He will taste the sweetness of iman. إِذَا دَخَلَتْ حَلَاوَةُ الْإِيمَانِ فِي قَلْبِ الْمُؤْمِنِ لَا تَدْخُلُوا أَبَدًا. When the sweetness of iman will come within a person's heart, it will never come out of his heart. How will he taste the sweetness of iman? When he goes into sajda, he doesn't want to come out. I'm just enjoying my one sajda. When he opens the Quran Sharif, when he listens to Qiraat, standing in the haram, in the mataf, behind the imam of the haram, before the Baytullah, and just the takbir, the iqama already, and he feels as if I'm standing before the door of Jannat, and the creator of Jannat. And he just asks, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, and his God is traversing the skies right now. There's no comparison to it. Standing in Madina Munawwara, to the left and side, Rauza Mubarak, ayat were revealed. And there's enjoying himself listening to Quran Sharif. This is true enjoyment. The simple food, in a simple home, Allah will give such enjoyment compared to the other one that opted out for this. You'll find enjoyment elsewhere. He will book the 5-star accommodation, but then to ulama saying that aircon bedroom, and all the affluence, the wife fell ill, the children were feeling well, this happened, 1 week came out like that, all sitting in the hotel room. One father recently took his family for holiday. He says, 10 days or 2 weeks holiday. I spent 1 million rand on the holiday for 2 weeks, and my kids did not leave the room, hotel room, even one time. What was it? They had free Wi-Fi and free gadgets. They said the entire day, I wasted 1 million rand. So I given them Wi-Fi at home. Punishment. You turn away from the dhikr of Allah, Allah says, I'll make you pay for it. For free Wi-Fi, you paid 1 million rand. So sat at home. Go to your local masjid, sit in the halqa of ta'alim and enjoy yourself. Allah knows you want to have fun. Allah has kept the avenues of fun also. But because the heart has become diseased. So you're finding sweetness in the disobedience of Allah. Where there's coolness, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا. The most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masajid. Allah loves the masjid. To take time and sit in the house of Allah, sit alone, muraqaba, meditate, Ya Allah, what you made me for? Why should I be sitting in the masjid? Ask myself 2 questions. We hear the hadith. One is iman, but my iman is weak. But I'm intelligent, I have logic, I can apply my mind, I can understand. So apply the mind. Rational. Why should I sit in the masjid? And you see all the fada'il and all the virtues. The masjid is the most beloved place to Allah. By sitting in the house of Allah, I will become the beloved of Allah. And who is Allah? The creator of enjoyment. Allah will give me enjoyment. As long as I'm sitting in the house of Allah with the Quran tilawat, with the dua, with the halqa of ta'aleem, with the dhikr of Allah, I'm becoming the beloved of Allah. This is the most beloved place to Allah in the entire world. It's the house of Allah. Why should I sit in the masjid and listen to all the fada'il? What will I get? Malaika will make dua for you. Allahumma aghfir lahu. Allahumma arhamhu. Ya Allah, forgive him. Ya Allah, show your mercies upon him. What is the mercy of Allah? Faraqi ma'ishat. One drop of the mercy of Allah, Allah will open your sustenance. Freely Allah will throw it at you. With barakat, with izzat, with honor. Faraqi ma'ishat. Allah will give it to you. Tawfiqi ta'at. Allah will give you divine ability to obey Him 24/7. One drop of the rahmat of Allah. Allow myself to get that one drop of Allah's rahmat. Sit in the house of Allah. But today you will find after the Salatul Jum'ah, after the salam is over and you're rushing to leave the masjid. You're rushing to go to the places where Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned, وَأَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ. The most despicable, hated places to Allah are the marketplaces. I'm rushing to go there. And the most beloved place to Allah, where is cool, where is comfortable, free to be here also. Duas are accepted, becoming the beloved of the Creator. There my heart cannot. I'm feeling like a fish out of water. I belong in the marketplace. You don't have to be a buzruk to sit in the house of Allah. Allah welcomed you, spend time in the house of Allah. Read the sunnahs, read the one nafid little bit, make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, give me that courage to spend time in your house. Why is it I want to run out? Why am I not? 2 questions. Why should I spend time in the masjid or at home? Why am I not? And answer it to myself. Why am I not reading my sunnahs after Salatul Jum'ah? Why am I not reading my Tasbih Fatimi? 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, my three quls. Why am I not doing it? Why am I not reading my sunnahs and nawafil? Why should I? Why am I not? And then answer the question myself. Why am I not doing it? What is the reason? What is pulling me out of the house of Allah? How come I don't feel the pull from my Creator? Finally, He is going to pull me. The queue is already lined up to the Qabristan. The queue is already lined up. I have to go that way. But I want to go through the masjid, not through the market, and the mall and the souk. This is a place for me. Whether it's a New Year's, whether it's a souk, whether they call it Muslim souk, Islamic souk, because souk is Arabic word, so become Sharia compliant. They say the real souk, and the real beauty parlor are the houses of Allah. This is a beauty parlor. Allah will beautify your heart, your akhlaq. Allah will beautify your face. Allah will beautify you internally, externally. This is the place, the house of Allah. With your fara'is, with your sunnat, with your nawafil, with your du'as, your face will shine. Your akhlaq will change. You become like an angel because you're sitting in the company of the malaika. Go to the marketplaces, you come back home, then you see the effects of shaitan. Money wasn't enough, the food wasn't good, you came late to pick me up, couldn't get a lift. And all these things, but insan will go through it. Why should I do it? Why should I spend my time correctly, whether New Year's, whether it's a holiday time, go out in the path of Allah, sit in good company? Why should I? Why am I not? And answer the question, why am I not doing it? I believe in Allah. I believe in Jannat. I believe in the Qabr. I'm a mu'min, I'm a Muslim. Why am I not doing it? And answer the question and be honest with myself. What is it? What's pulling me away? Habits, company, friends, influence. Am I so weak? Am I so weak? All I have to do, in the hadith of Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that once you come walking to me, أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَةً, take one step in the correct direction, Allah says, I will come to you sprinting. Meaning Allah will envelop you in His rahmat and mercies. No one can touch me. And this is the enjoyment of life. How Allah will give the person enjoyment within his heart. But if I opt out, I want to go out, take the family out, the effects of it are generations down. Especially for the masturat and our ladies, my dear brothers. Yes, we understand. Many women say that now there's no domestics at home. So we have to go out. We have guidelines. For a mu'min, for a Muslim, before he does anything, he learns the commands of the Creator, the sunnahs of the beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How do I pack? I have to prepare before I leave also. What do I pack? I have my emergency kit, Quran Sharif, green kitab, Salat and Salam, Durood Sharif. We have to carry this in the car. This is a Muslim car. Jannati car taking us to Jannat. I packed everything but no Quran. No Salat and Salam, no Durood, no Tasbih. But we took all the numbers. We have to carry all our numbers. Top 10, top 40, we have to carry it. But no Quran Sharif. It's not a Muslim holiday. Ulama say, where are you going also? Buy a few bottles of itar or take some honey also with the intention, Ya Allah, during this safar, I meet one jamaat, I go to the local masjid where I'm going to, I'll meet the local imam, give him one hadiya. Meet one jamaat, give him some itar. You carried hadiya for the friends of Allah, your entire safar became fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah. Now we learn the du'as for traveling. I prepare myself before I leave. Not we read du'as after the accident. Now we read du'as before we leave. Two rakas salat of safar. Two rakas before leaving the home. It's called salat of safar and journey. Which is sunnat also, nafil. Then we leave the home. Ayatul Kursi, take our sadqa. In the car, read our du'as. Yasin Sharif. This is a Muslim holiday. We're going out to get refreshing, to come back, to be stronger in our deen. And during the holiday also, we can book near the masjid, Alhamdulillah. I can hear the adhan. Right now in Gaza, they say the masjids are bombed, but they can't stop the azan. We don't have masjid, but you can't stop our azan. We'll give the azan top of our voices. I book my holiday far from the masjid, I don't hear the azan. In every hand luggage, there should be one traveling musalla. Whether I'm flying, whether I'm traveling, open the boot and the musalla is there. That's a Muslim vehicle, Muslim holiday. I have my traveling musalla in every hand luggage, it's there. We can make our salah or jama'at. We have our roster, holiday group with the family. Children are there, mother is there, whoever is there. We are going out, Zohar will be this time, Asr this time, Maghrib, Isha. I got 4 or 5 children, sons, your azan for Fajr, your azan for Zohar. So the place I go to, I make it into a masjid also. We are on holiday, we got our times for salah. This time is ta'alim, this time will be zikr, this time will be... This is the time we'll sit together as a family. So I already have my tartib for the day. Now we can say that holiday becomes a holy day. We're getting rewarded for it. We got our salah, faraiz, sunnat, wajib on time. We'll be rewarded. And if you have to eat out, bring the food home, bring it to the hotel. Don't expose our young girls. The Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, when you expose them for life, the tarbiyat is lost, the sharam al-haya is lost. We'll conclude the one incident of one father. How detrimental it was for him when he just exposed his wife to the incorrect environments. She was in Parda, young girl got married. And this young man was a farmer. She fell pregnant. He was earning enough to support 2 of them. Child was born. He tells the wife, now extra expenditure, you'll have to help me on the farm. So she says, I'm in Parda right now. The real Parda. There's no mud, this Parda or no Parda. She was in Parda, sharam and haya, she was bashful. How can I come? You have laborers. You can stand one side and help me. She was forced to, so she went out. She went out with her parda on and she helped him in the fields. That interim, she fell pregnant again. Second child came. He told her, you have to come and help me even more on the farm now. And now, we'll have to remove your parda. Because I need you to work harder and faster. 3 sons altogether. First one, when she had complete parda. Second one, when she went on the farm, intermingled with others. The third one, with no parda. The boys became of age. The effect of the parents' taqwa that happens on the children. Ulama Asmur Yaqub Sahar Puri would say, one woman is made in iman, generations are made. Ek awrat bani, puri nasal bani. Ek awrat bigri, puri nasal bigri. One woman gets spoiled, generations are spoiled. Whose responsibility is the husband? Just one point in between. Your ulama tell us, husband and wife live together the entire life. Travel together, live together, never separated. Eat together, everything together. Never separated. And died together also. Allah keep with afiyat. We live together whole life. Passed away together also, but the reality that, oh my wife, you go to your grave, I'll go to my grave, I'll have to answer on my own, you'll have to answer on your own. You can't come into my qabr, I can't come into your qabr. But the only difference, my dear brothers, when she'll be questioned in the qabr, and she can't answer, then she will tell the malaika, go to him, he didn't tell me about deen. Go and ask him, I was his responsibility. I failed because of him. He took me out to those avenues. He didn't want me. He didn't speak to me. He didn't make ta'aleem. He had no tartib. He didn't arrange for us to have a holy holiday. Go and ask him. I will not take the brunt of it. Just as it is my responsibility, her eating, her food, accommodation, her clothing, and her deen. The sons became of age. So she tells the husband, come into the room, lock the room door. Let's just stage, pretend we're having a fight. I want to show you something. Sons are grown up right now. So they stage a quarrel and a fight and a dispute. shouting and banging. So the younger son gets enraged. He comes to the door and he swears at his father, "I get my hands on you, I'll kill you. Dare you touch my mother?" And he tells him terrible words, vulgar words. The second son comes. He's a bit more cultured. Doesn't use vulgar words, but tells his father, "Once you come out, I'll show you what I'll do to you." The first son comes, "Ma sabar kar." "Oh mother, make sabar. Allah will give you high stages." Then she opens the door, she calls him in, nothing happened. Husband says, "What's this about?" "You saw the effect of what you did to me. When I had full parada, look at the effect of the first son. What respect he had for you and for me. Because of the taqwa you had, taqwa you instilled in me at that time. When you took me out of the house, see the result of it, the second son. Finally you took me out of parada, flaunted my beauty, took me out everywhere. Look at the third son, he wanted to kill you." The effect of breaking the command of Allah, Allah says, "I'll make your life difficult. You'll be in 5-star accommodation, but your children will hate you. You'll be in simple accommodation within the home with simple food. But this iman, this taqwa, Allah will keep us happy for generations. Allah give us the understanding to protect our iman. Especially now, when ulama say, once our children leave our homes, there are thousands of avenues of vice that are waiting for them. Come to us, we have enough place for you. Whether it's drugs, whether it's zina, whether it's sharab, whether it's drinking, whether it's clubs, they have enough place. Shaitan is waiting for them. We will give you enjoyment. Come. This is the time for us to show them muhabbat, make dua for them to protect our iman. And that is the house of Allah, the halqas of ta'aleem, to enjoy ourselves. Why should I do it? Why am I not doing it? Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make it.